Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name is Mark Cunaberdy. The markets continue to falter as prognosticated here on Money Matters many times over the past year or more. The inflation figure just out last week demonstrates what I have been saying. Inflation will not be solved and the markets will continue to suffer for it. Also, no surprise is the Fed's admission that they are uncertain about where inflation may go in the future. Sometimes I wonder what the thousands of economists employed at the Fed do all day. Perhaps the Department of Government Efficiency, also known as DOE, should start with some cuts over at the Federal Reserve. Because of the massive COVID bailout money strewn about to just about everyone and everywhere, to recover from all those shutdowns, unless draconian cuts are made all across government spending fronts, rising prices will continue, in my opinion. Recall also, I said, the ongoing government outlays, even after the COVID monies, will continue to add fuel to the inflation that is ravaging the U.S. and indeed the entire civilized world. I also had said that the cuts by the current DOGE entity and whatever other agencies are scaling back won't make much of a dent in inflation or their prices. To actually rein in not only the rate of inflation, but also have prices actually make the necessary fall we need to make things affordable again, the cuts needed will make the DOGE proposals look like child's play. Put simply, there have been so many paper dollars printed up in the last couple of decades, the inflation is more than baked into the proverbial cake, and the cuts needed to rein that in will never be tolerated. Gold hit another new record. Bitcoin, however, is still stuck in the mud at the mid-80,000s, down from about $110,000 range just a few months back. Meanwhile, those seeking financial shelter in their local banks will find savings in CDs now in the low 4 interest rates, down from the rates of well over 5% a half a year back or so. 30-year mortgage rates currently hover around 6.5% while the real estate market continues to flounder. And in the I hate to report this part of the newscast today, the defacing and destruction of Tesla automobiles also continues to make sad news. Victims of such vandalism inhabit both political party affiliations. I wonder if the lowlifes participating in such acts as vandalizing other people's property realize they may be damaging the property of those that feel the same way politically as they do. Remember, both Democrats, Republicans, and moderates own these cars. A 2023 Gallup survey found that 6% of Democrats, 4% of independents, and only 1% of Republicans own electric cars. It might be funny if it wasn't so tragic. What a sad commentary on the human behavior of some people to destroy property. On the economic front, the Trump tariffs, both implemented and threatened, continue to damper investor enthusiasm. Some believe the president may be embarking on a longer-term plan for economic recovery, as he rarely mentions the stock market since being elected. During his first term, he repeatedly spoke about stock prices, but not this time around. Critics quickly point to the continued erosion in stocks as evidence his plan is hurting more than helping. Proponents counter by saying, give things time to work. I have written many times in the articles and spoken on newscasts that I believe tariffs and price controls, indeed, any government intervention into a free market system will only make things worse in the long run. Free markets need to be just that, free to adhere to the basic economic premise and mechanism that, without government intervention, will cleanse most of the ills that seemingly continue to plague it. Hands off, and the market will usually correct itself along with all the things that are wrong with the economies of the world. And that's my opinion. More next week. I'm watching the market so you don't have to. This newscast expresses my opinion only. It is not meant as investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell anything, nor represents the opinion of any bank, investment firm, or registered investment advisor, nor this media outlet as staff members or underwriters. I hold a BA in economics with honors. Thank you. 1979 and California insurance license OL34249. Our website is moneymanagerradio.com, where everything is free. Our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. My name's Mark Lindbergh.
Yeah, absolutely.
I certainly was in the right.
Definitely. I guess it was cruising for bruising.